Chowmein. Fuck. Just turn this shit off. Good morning, McChowmein. What a great day. Yes. The incandescent floodlights converted into a... instead of running in parallel, like the power, where is it? The power comes in, splits into two lights, and then goes back out. Well, this now is the power comes in, goes through one light, and then goes through the next light, and then fucking goes out. Well, it does operate exactly as expected. Instead of giving, say, 350 watts or 300 watts of super bright light, it gives 150 watts of highly directional, just gently warm light. And if you're sitting right on top of it, it works really well. It's nice, it's small, it's nice, it's warm. And, you know, that's sense in the fucking, well, 150 watt. Well, just say, just your numbers and figures will be different to mine. And I'm making this up simply for ease of conversion, you know. Say if I'm paying 50 cents a kilowatt hour what is it called? God. I've just woken up. There's a lot on my mind. Yeah, at 50 cents a kilowatt hour, that's 1,000 watts for 1 hour. That would be 7 cents an hour as a little personal heater. Whereas someone who's using a fan heater that's 2,000 watts at 50 cents per 1,000 watts per hour, well, I'm paying 15 cents and they're paying $2 an hour, you know. And it's really good, small, personal heating. So, here's the first picture. The first picture is the original wiring diagram. That's that. The second picture is my modified wiring diagram, how to circuit all series, how to run it all in series. The third picture is the... original wiring, and I've got to think of where I can get that. The third picture is the original wiring, and then the modified wiring, and there is the lights in operation. That's a very warm glow. That's nice. Highly localized. Good if you're sitting right, virtually right on top of it, or it's right in front of you. And speaking, you know, if you're, I don't live in a place that's like minus 30 degrees centigrade or Celsius. But I assume that, because the heat levels are so low in those lamps, I expect a conventional non-ceramic Edison screw type thread. Fitting four of these, just go 1, 2, you got series parallel, so you go 1, 2 out, and then you go 1, 2 out, and four of those, you know, if it's minus 30 or something, you know, probably four of them in a series parallel arrangement would work quite well. Or even six of them if it's minus 50, you know. But having never been in minus 50 degrees Celsius, you know, a pile of blankets and shit all over the fucking back of you and all that over your legs, all over the back of you, and, you know, like a 2-4-6 kind of arrangement from down near the floor, you know, to sort of give you exposure, give you like a little electric blanket effect, like a little warming, sunning effect would be good. But, yeah, that's the way to cut your fucking heating bills down to how to stay real. Don't be fucking scungy, you know, be smart. How to cut your fucking, how to stay really nice and cosy without freezing. Alrighty, guys.